Well, hello there, my audio boo friends. I have been told that I haven't made an audio boo for quite a while. I think actually a year, going on a year or so. And I did forget about audio boo. I forgot about you guys. Is that terrible or what? I'm out in the backyard right now. It is Sunday, April. I'm trying to think what day it is. It's towards the end of the month. I think like the 25th or 6th. Now you should know what day it is and the date. But, you know, when you're retired and you're sitting out back and in your garden, you just don't remember important things like that. More important are the really cool plants that are just blooming and looking good out here now. I re-listened to some of the videos that I made last year. It was right after Gene passed, and they were like a little depressing, not so much in the garden, but it was very interesting for me to hear the story again. I mean, it's been a whole year since he passed, and to hear myself talk, I think it was only like a couple weeks after he passed that I kind of relived everything. I want to thank you letting me ramble on. Well, you know, after somebody passes, we were married 47 years, and it's just not easy. In fact, it's a year later, and it's still not easy. In fact, I cry every once in a while, but it's a short cry, and you know, we had a good life together, and you know, now it's been a year, and I want to move on to, you know, the rest of my life, and kind of, you know, when two people live together for so long, your interests kind of, you negotiate for things that you want with the other person, and they negotiate and get half of what they want, and you get half of what you want, and so then all of a sudden when you're by yourself, you don't have to, you've got yourself to please, and you sort of don't have to do a halfway compromise on things anymore. So that means I can do whatever I want. And whatever I want is to change my house around a little bit. Now, I was thinking, now I have Gene's artwork, which I absolutely love his artwork, and I always will. I have sold some things to get by. I'm trying to survive widowhood. And I love living in my house, and I have my garden backyard I love. So my plans are to fix up the house a little bit. And I have his paintings and his art everywhere. Sold a few things on my store, fridastore.com, a little plug there. But I'm trying to survive. Sold some of his artwork, actually, on my eBay store, fridastore.com. And I'll say that again. So bad. It's the entrepreneur left in me, even though I'm retired now. But kind of, I still have that fridastore.com. I'm making myself laugh here. Sorry, I'm sorry. I decided that, what is it that I like in life? What is my favorite things? Well, my favorite things are beautiful flowers and plants and vegetables. And, you know, I watch all the gardening shows. I have 10,000 gardening books. Ever since I was little, I found a picture of me actually when I was like 13 or 14 sitting underneath a big bush trying to weed it. I don't even think I knew what I was doing as far as gardening, but I always wanted to be a gardener. I just never, when I was young, took the opportunity. I mean, when I was really young. Then I came to California and just everything's so beautiful. And I did a lot of gardening. Then I had my own business and I did no gardening. And then I went back, I closed that business. I've had a lot of businesses, you know that. And I closed that business, and then I went back to gardening. I've always had gardening as my way to relax, and just sit and relax, not like I'm doing right now. There's just something about growing a plant and growing beautiful flowers. You're making me tired, sorry. And there's a Johnny Jump Ups I'm looking at right now. A beautiful yellow flower with purple in the background. Little, beautiful little Johnny Jump Ups. I'll take a picture of that. Send that along. But I'm thinking, how would I want the living room, you know, if I had it just the way I would want it? So I've decided that I love Jean's art, and I will still have some of it in the living room, but basically I'm going to brighten up my living room and take some of his art temporarily down and maybe distribute it other places and paint my living room a really pretty color. And on the wall, I would like to have some paintings of, or some photos of flowers. I might just go out and go on a photo picture taking and make my own things to go on the wall. But lots of flowers. I could just like overdo it on the whole flower thing. That would be fun. The whole photos of flowers. And I have some, oh, I just remembered I went up north and I have this whole, I took so many photos up by Lake Tahoe in California. And I took a whole bunch of photos of these beautiful trees that were turning color. It must have been in October, I think. And it just said beautiful. And I've got one really good picture. I could put that on the wall too. That's what I'm thinking. It's been a year, and I seriously, I've been going through Jean's things all year and found all kinds of interesting things that I'd never seen before. And well, he had a lot of books, lots of books, a million books, and then lots of Laserdisc and VHS tapes, and he loved old movies. He could tell you how any old movie star died. He was like a memory of all the old movie stars and the and their life and everything. He told me about Cliff Edwards. You should listen to Cliff Edwards' music and his life story. Isn't it kind of sad? A lot of movie stars and people that were very famous don't always end up good. And he, you know, I think he ended up broke and whatever. But that was a very, very, and I love his music, old-timey music. I love old-timey music. So I listen to that once in a while and I cry. But it's been like a whole, it's been over a year now. It was March 31st, and that happened to be Easter last year. So I didn't even realize Easter changed every year. So I found that out. I have, let me tell you what I have in the backyard growing. I have some gem corn. Now this is some beautiful corn. I don't think it's edible though. If I remember right, it's not edible, but it's beautiful gem corn. I mean, I don't know if it's beautiful. It hasn't gotten any corn cobs on it yet, but it does have the silk already, and that's looking good. Also, I have some bumblebee tomatoes, and I have indigo rose tomatoes, and then I have a whole bunch of tomatoes that just came up wild. I mean, they're like volunteers, they call them. And I managed to, they're actually growing better than the other ones. So I put them in a bed with a lot of compost. So they're growing good. And everything seems to be flowering right now. I have some marigold. I think they're Caledonias or something. And they were not doing good. And then all of a sudden I gave them some fertilizer. And I go, well, that could be why things are not doing good. But here in SoCal, Southern California in the USA, I have... we're going to be having 91 degree heat next week, so that's like going to be too hot for the tomatoes. I think I'll make a little shade over them, though, to shade them a little bit. Although it doesn't take the temperature down, at least the sun's not burning up their little tiny leaves. So I might do that. I also got a hanging basket of purple petunias and some, what are those in the middle, vincas? Something, three different kinds of things in my hanging pot going on there. And then I've got a lot of snake plants. In fact, I have so many snake plants, I'm thinking, oh my God. See, you can't sit down in my backyard. It's just like you want to go to sleep, but excuse me for yawning. But I have some snake plants, and I separated them all, and then I separated them again. I think out in my front yard, I'm going to have Frida's garden and then have a little, some plants for sale, like snake plants. And maybe I'll even put them on my eBay and send them through the mail. Because, man, they're just something else. You get some of those, and then you let them grow, and then you separate them, and then they grow more, and you can't kill them. They're great indoor plants or outdoors. I have them outdoors, but they also grow great indoors. Don't need a lot of care or water. They just do their thing. And with something next to them and some flowers next to them, they make a great backdrop. They're just amazing. They're also called mother-in-law's tongue. And a mother-in-law's tongue always get bad raps. So when you're looking at it, yeah, you can just think, mother-in-law, unless you're the mother-in-law, and then it's not quite so funny. But anyway, I really don't have anything to say. I just wanted to say hi to my friends. And maybe this summer now. Oh, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to build a pallet shed. If you take a look at my channel, fridasgarden.com on YouTube, if you take a look at that, you can go way back. Just type in the search, go pallet compost. I built a pallet, out of pallets, I built two compost bins, and they have worked wonders. I'm telling you, it's just wonderful. Dig all that out. Sometimes I shift the dirt so all the big stuff gets out, and it makes nice, really fine compost. And then I have a whole bed over there that I dug and dug the compost out. And I said, I'm not sifting this out. I am going to just not sift it out, just take it straight from the compost bin and put it in this bed. And that was like last year. And so now this year is where I planted those volunteer tomatoes at. And we'll see. There's some of them are over there flowering, so we'll see what they are. See, I didn't even know if they were determinates or indeterminates. So we'll see what's going on with that. They're up to about my knee right now. And then I have a lot of geraniums that I've separated, so that might go good in my little Frida's Garden out front yard sale. So that's what I'm thinking about, having a little yard sale out there with Frida's Garden. See, I think I have a lot, but I don't really have that many. It's hard to part with them because I want them in my yard. On the other hand, I could use a little extra money now. So, and besides, you know, you just keep growing them. I've got a lot of donkey tails. I separated those two. I started with one little plant, and now I've separated into one, two, three, four plants with donkey tails. And I could do it again because it's coming from the top of the gazebo and it's hitting the ground. So I could actually take some more off. You just cut them off and then stick them in dirt and then they grow back again. So they're amazing. I like donkey tails. But otherwise, I think that, what I'm going to do with those pallets, I'm taking that compost bin down and then I'm going to make a pallet shed. Make a shed, a little shed over there out of all the pallets that I have collected, which is way too many. So I'm going to put the floor down and then I'm going to build the sides out of pallets. And I don't know if I'll go one or two. I'm beginning to think that I don't want to go too high. I mean, two pallets high, although that would make for a nice shed. I'd have to have somebody help me put the roof on. I'm not good at the roofs. I just do a slant roof because out here in California, it hardly ever rains. So a slant roof would be probably just fine. And my floor will be probably, then I'll get some plywood and put down on the floor and do something with the inside also. And I'm going to make it in, so it's going to hold my tools and it's going to be a little potting shed. I even got a little sink I could use, I guess. I could use that little sink I've got. It's a stainless steel sink thing. Well, it's actually a counter with a hole in it so you can put a sink in it. Now that's another idea. Then I could move all my pots to that side of the yard where it's cool. So when I go to work on the garden, it's over in the cool shade as opposed to in the sun where I built it, which was not too smart because I don't want to work in the sun. Anyway, that is, I'm going to keep it short. I'm not going to go on forever. But that's kind of what I'm up to right now. And like I said, you just get on fridasgarden.com and you can see my totally bad backyard. This last year and the year before that, the last 2 years has just been kind of rough. And, you know, I thought sure a year into this, after Gene passed, that I would have my backyard all fixed up and my house and everything, but you know, it just doesn't work that way. It doesn't work the way you always have it planned. And there's my seismic dog. Hello, seismic dog. Come out to see who I was talking to. He said, are you talking to that plan again? All right, well, I'm going to go now. It's 14 minutes and 46 seconds that you've been listening. So if you're still here, thank you for sticking it out. And I'll talk to you later. Bye, my audio boo friends.